The WIAA State Girls Swimming and Diving Championships will go on this Friday and Saturday. Division II, the event will go on at Waukesha South Natatorium. Medford will be represented by Aaron Bergman, Morgan Ball, Lacey Brantner, Cammie Razick, Aiden Denzer, and Lacey Brantner, and they are my guests. Let's begin with you, Lacey. Lacey, you race in the 400-yard freestyle relay, yes?
Yes, I do.
And what leg do you race?
I race in the first leg of the race.
So how important for you to get off to a good start then? You're pretty crucial, yes?
Yeah, it's pretty important that I try and stay up there with everybody.
So what was it like when you found out you had qualified for state?
I was in shock. I really didn't believe it at first. I just kind of sat there with my mouth open, like, in shock. So it still hasn't really quite hit me, but I think that it will once I'm actually swimming.
Did you set any personal swimming goals, and did you meet them?
I wasn't really sure what to expect for the season because of COVID, so I just wanted to really improve my technique, and I think I did that, and I wanted to definitely drop time, and I have dropped a lot of time this season. So, yeah, I have met my goals.
What do you think state's going to be like?
Definitely going to be different this year, but I'm excited.
Okay, that was Lacey Brantner. Congratulations and best of luck.
Thank you.
Aiden Denzer is up now. Now, Aiden, you race in the 200-yard medley relay, yes?
Yep.
And what do you swim in that relay?
I swim breaststroke. I'm the second one.
Let me ask about when you found out when you got to state. What was that like?
It was really, like Lacey said, I think I was really in shock at first. And it was really interesting. And I'm pretty excited to swim with all the girls.
Did you set any personal goals this season, and did you meet them?
I set a couple personal goals, like drop some time in breaststroke, and I have dropped a lot of time so far. And to really, I kind of wanted to make state, but I didn't know if that was going to happen, so I would say I did make them.
Yeah, you made state. You did good, Aiden. You did really good. What do you think state's going to be like?
It'll be interesting, to say the least, especially with COVID and everything. But I think it'll be really fun.
You going to be nervous?
Oh, yeah, I'm already nervous.
Well, already. So you're not going to sleep very well the night before then, huh?
Oh, yeah.
It's wonderful, though. It's a great accomplishment. Congratulations. You were a state qualifier. Well done.
Thank you.
That was Aiden Denzer. And now up, Cammie Razick. Now, Cammie, you race in both of the relays that have qualified for state, yes?
Yes, I do.
Okay, so in the 400-yard freestyle, what leg do you race?
I'm the second leg.
Okay, and in the 200-yard medley relay, what is your part of the race?
I swim the freestyle, which is the fourth leg.
So you are the anchor?
Yes, I am.
Ooh, you like being the anchor?
I like the challenge. It can be nerve-wracking at different meets because sometimes it's nice to finish it with, like, a big lead, but sometimes you really got to push it to get us in that first-place finish. But I like the challenge as being anchor, so.
400, 200-yard here. Do you have a preference? Is there one relay you like better than the other?
I like to stick with the 50s, so, like, the medleys and the 200 freestyle relay. But the 400 freestyle relay, I don't mind with the four laps, but I like sprinting events. I like the two laps, and that's it.
What was it like when you found out you'd qualified for state?
It was really shocking, but also I think we were all just really pumped to hear the news that we could go to state this year and that we qualified. It just kind of brought smiles to all of our faces just because this year has kind of been unpredictable. So it was a really great surprise to hear.
So what do you think that's going to be like when you're down there at state?
I think it will be different, like everybody said, and I think it'll be a little quiet compared to what it's like down in Madison normally, but I think we're all there to just have fun and enjoy the moment and enjoy our last race with our two seniors, so it should be a fun day.
You got an awesome attitude, kid. That's right on the money. Well done.
Thank you.
All right, that was Cammie Razick. Next up, Morgan Ball. Now, Morgan, you're going to be busy because you have qualified in the 100-yard butterfly, and you are also a part of the 400-yard freestyle relay and the 200-yard medley relay team. So you're in three events down there, yes?
Yes, that's correct.
Do you have a preference, individual or relay?
I like both equally because you get to swim with the girls and get, like, the feeling of, I don't know, just like being like that rush of energy when you see your girls like pulling ahead and like finishing before them, but you also get the rush of energy when you're individually. So I don't know. I like both evenly.
In the 400-yard freestyle relay, what is your part of the race?
I'm the third leg.
Okay. And in the 200-yard medley relay, what are you swimming there?
I swim the butterfly, so also the third leg.
Did you set any personal goals to start the season, and did you reach them?
Yeah, I set some personal goals. I wanted to drop some time in my 200 IM, which I did drop time. And then I also wanted to make it into state in the 100 fly, which I did, and in the relays, so...
So what was it like for you when you found out you'd qualify for state? Three events, count them, three. That's pretty good.
It was crazy hearing that I qualified in three events, including in the 100 fly, which was really crazy for me, and I was really excited to hear that I qualified for the 100 fly for state. So
what do you think state's going to be like?
I think it'll be different, but I still think it's going to be have like the same amount of energy as it did last year and still going to have a great time.
Wonderful. Once again, that was Morgan Bull. Congratulations on qualifying for state, and best of luck.
Thank you.
Next up, Aaron Bergman. And Aaron, you also will be busy because you have qualified in the 100-yard freestyle, the 100-yard backstroke. You are also on the 400-yard freestyle relay team and the 200-yard medley relay team. So let's begin with the relays. In the 400-yard freestyle, what is your part of the race, Aaron?
I am the anchor, so I swim last.
So what about the 200-yard medley relay? What do you swim there?
In the 200, I am the backstroker, so I go first.
Ah, so that's pretty awesome. Now,
yep.
Of the individual events here, are you racing your best times right now? Are you peaking at the right time?
Yep, I'm like right around where I have been the past couple of years. Basically, this year my goal was just to try to stay within a second of what last year was, knowing that this year it was just so different, like with competition and how many teams can come to sectionals and conference and everything like that.
So when you found out you had qualified for state in all these events, what was that like?
It was shocking knowing that I made it in my 100 free. Last year I missed out of the 100 freestyle for state. I took 17th and it's top 16. So this year I think I'm seated at 8th and it's pretty stressful.
Really?
Yes.
Because you've been to state before, yes?
Yep.
So this is even more stressful than the previous trips.
Yeah, I've never made it to state in all four of my events before, so this is the first year.
Well, as a senior, that's a pretty good way to go out, don't you think?
Yeah, definitely.
So what do you think that's going to be like at state this time around?
I think it's going to be a lot of fun, just with the girls on the team and everything like that, and just even having a state, because we weren't sure if we were even going to get to conference, and knowing that we made it all the way to state, I think that really just pulled my whole senior year together.
So once again, my guests have been Lacey Brandner, Aiden Denzer, Cammie Rezink, Morgan Bull, and Aaron Bergman. They have qualified for the WIAA State Girls Swimming and Diving Championships down at Waukesha South Natatorium. It is an awesome achievement. You overcome a lot this season. So congratulations, girls, and best of luck.
Thank you.